You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Rachel, we finally got you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I think the Australian weather might have cut our line just before.
We'll blame it on that instead of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So French President Emmanuel Macron has been visiting your country, visiting with your Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. What happened while he was there?
Well, there's been a bit of, I guess, a serious political discussion, but there's also been a bit of fun. One of our newspapers photoshopped him as a cartoon skunk for a reason that I cannot comprehend. And somewhere along the line, he managed to call our Prime Minister's wife delicious on national television.
Oh, that is awkward. Emmanuel,
somehow
what are you
they
thinking?
Managed to make it a bit of a joke. I think they figured out that he was trying to say delightful, but didn't quite get the English right.
Okay, yeah, that's not too bad. It's just a bit of mistranslation there.
Yeah, we've been having a bit of fun with it.
Oh, that's good. So he's been urging Australia to show leadership with climate change, was it?
Yeah, I think that's been the sort of major thing that we've gotten out of this, is him giving Turnbull a bit of a speech about climate change and how he needs to take leadership, which is something that Turnbull, I think, has been quite criticised for in his sort of time in office, because he's been a little bit, I guess he hasn't really been able to counter some of the members of his party that are quite high-profile climate change deniers, which has put climate issues on the back burner quite a bit, I think.
Wow. And so cybersecurity has also been something that's been talked about.
Yeah, that and the influence of China on this region, because France has a bit of interests with their own areas that they still sort of control in the Pacific. They're really trying to get a partnership going between themselves, Australia and India, to try and make sure that China doesn't become too much of a superpower in the region.
Hmm. Well, that's good. So in a bit of heavier news, Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell standing trial in Australia on sexual assault charges. Now, this isn't the first time he's been accused, has it?
Well, this is the first time that he's been accused of actually committing sexual offences himself, but he's been in the news for several years now for refusing to come home and give evidence in our commission against child abuse, because it's been sort of widely accused of covering up the misconduct of other priests in his position with the Catholic Church in Victoria. And it's especially newsworthy because, being the Vatican treasurer, he's the highest profile person in the Catholic Church to ever actually be charged with sexual offences.
Mm. And Australia has the highest ranking Catholic Church members facing sexual assault charges. That must be pretty damning.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's about as high up as you can really go when it comes to holding, I guess, Catholic priests accountable for their actions. But it's all things that have happened decades ago, and it's been very difficult for, I guess, journalists to cover the story, because there's so much that can't be reported on, and everyone has to be very careful to not defame someone who I think a lot of people already have a very negative view of in this country.
Yeah, well, defamation as well as, like, protection for people who've been victims or might have cases ongoing, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not hearing anything about the victims, because I don't think any of them want their names known, and the courts certainly don't want that to happen either.
Mm. And so he's pled guilty to all charges.
He's actually pled not guilty to all charges. Yeah, he's denying absolutely all of it. So I guess we'll see sort of in the next few months, few years, whether that's true or not.
Yeah. And some lighter news, the Victorian government has announced this week that they'll be abolishing fees for high-priority TAFE courses. Why is that so important?
Well, TAFE it stands for Training and Further Education, and it's sort of the trade version of a university education, the post-schooling. And as far as university courses go in Australia, the prices just keep going up, the student loans just keep rising, and they try and make student loans be paid back quicker, and it's become this big issue and this big stress on young people. So to have some courses deemed high priority by the government to be given out for free when it comes to trades and apprenticeships is massive, because it kind of removes a barrier, I guess, for some people if they're considering doing further education after high school.
Mm. And so that's also been talked about with, like, rising house costs making it harder for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think student loans are a massive stress for young people, because they come out of uni, or they come out of TAFE, and they've got this degree or this qualification, and they have to try and buy a house when they're struggling to get a job, and then as soon as they start making any reasonable amount of money, they have to start paying back these student loans. So to have people encouraged to do courses that Australia believes that it needs, and not have to worry about paying back their loans later in life, I think will be a massive, massive improvement for them.
Yeah, that sounds hugely important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we've got time for now. Thank you so much for talking with us, and sorry about the bit of a muck up earlier.
No worries. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you too. Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.